Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on XDU, and it's kind of funny. Like, normally, you know, we prepare the show, me and Andy and producer Donnie, about what we're going to do, what we're going to say, what we're going to say. I have no idea what's going to happen here. I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay.
No idea.
So, this is fun. I just came across this story, and it's perplexing and interesting, and it's one of those things, it's thought-provoking. So I'm going to tell you what happened, and then I want your take on it. So I want you to listen very carefully, Dave. Okay?
Okay.
So there's this man in New York. His name is Harry Hill.
I already like him. He's got a fun name.
That is a fun name. So he was on the street the other day when it was raining, and he came across this box. And he's curious, Harry Hill, right?
I just picture the movie Seven. Brad Pitt.
It doesn't take that turn.
Okay.
That would be a story you would share, not a story that I'm about to share. Okay. So he looks inside the box, and there are roses in the box. Oh. Like $400 worth of roses in the box. So tons and tons of beautiful roses.
Okay.
And there's also an apology letter in the box. Hmm. And the letter said, "I don't know much. And I know I've made mistakes. Please never doubt that I love you."
Aww.
The box also contained an insurance card and a book about the band Alice in Chains.
What?
So, what do you think happened?
It took an odd turn at the end. An insurance card and an Alice in Chains book?
Yes. And these $400 worth of roses with an apology letter. So did he give the roses to someone and she threw everything out?
Or was he en route and dropped it or something?
I mean, you'd notice, right? If you
lost
$400 worth of roses.
Well, and the odd thing, like, even if she didn't like the guy anymore, you'd think he'd keep the Alice in Chains book, right?
I don't know. Right? Like, that's the weird thing. And the insurance card.
Where'd that come from? What did the guy do that found it? Did he take the roses and give them to 400 girls he likes?
That's what I should have done. It was raining, so they may have just all been gross at that point.
Okay, and we have no idea what happened?
No.
What's going on?
No, it's perplexing. So what did he do? Not Harry Hill. What did the, like? Because we're assuming that the roses came from a man, right? And he gave them to a woman.
Who did something bad, which we kind of assume what he did, right?
I mean, I guess so. Maybe the other woman is the Alice in Chains fan, and that's why the apology and stuff went out.
Yeah, he wasn't thinking it was he messed around with a girl named Alice, and they got kind of 50 Shades of Grey, which is the chains, and it was all.
Oh, there you go.
That's the whole thing.
Wow.
That took a dark turn.
Fresh squeeze. Age free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.